Medical Transport.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Oh, it's hump day, and we're getting closer and closer to the weekend, and we're getting closer and closer to November 2nd. I hope you're all registered and ready to rock that vote. You want to see the power of the people in action. I say this all the time here on America Tonight. Then use that right to vote. And as you're casting your vote this November, think about it. Think long and hard the direction you want to see this country go in. Right here from the top, right off the get-go, we're pleased to welcome to the show Mark Kellerman, president of YourVoxBox.com. I think he feels it. He feels that Americans are angry enough to make a big, bad statement, and he's going to help. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. You know what? I heard a story that you were actually moving this forward where people could send real moving boxes to congressmen, congresswomen, senators, or whomever on the Hill to show how unhappy we are with what they're doing. You can send your own kind of personalized message. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I'm actually in the box business, and I had a customer comment to me, and I'll clean it up for radio. What they said is, we ought to put some of these boxes together and send them up to D.C. so some of the fine ladies and gentlemen can begin packing for their trip home. So with a little windshield time, and a web designer, I put the website together, and it's been going well ever since.
So the idea is sparked by the customer. You decide to launch this, and you said the idea has been going ever since. So what's the reaction? Have you gotten a lot of feedback on this?
Some feedback. Nothing really from any of the, I guess what we would call the recipients. I hadn't had any kind of negative feedback. I'm keeping my books clean. I'm expected to be audited, but, you know, other than that, everything's going well.
Do you feel, though, as you said, somebody unloaded to you when they were coming into the store. So do you feel it? Do you feel that anger that we talk about here on America Tonight when people call in or just in our daily lives? I see it in Dallas, Texas. I've seen it in Tampa, Florida. I've seen it in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Are you seeing that? I mean, you're there with people. People come in all day long. And do you get that sense?
I do. And I deal with primarily with business owners, small business owners, people that employ 20, 30 people. And these folks are really frustrated, really angry, and I think the ballot boxes are going to be full this November.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely agree with you, too. So if somebody wants to do it, what does it cost, and how do they can personalize a message, and you'll send the empty boxes actually right to the Washington office?
Right. We call it an incumbent relocation kit. And what it's got two nice-sized moving boxes packed in a shipper, so it gets there nice and neat. And it has you can put in a note, and you can, as long as you don't put any profanity or any threats, it'll send straight on. We send the, if the customer puts their email address in, we'll send them the UPS tracking information so they can track it right to the senator or representative's front door. It's $19.95 plus shipping and processing, which is $5.95. But if there's a coupon code section there, and if they put in the word box, they'll get free shipping. So it's really only $19.99, and just goes from there.
All right, and so it's anybody from anywhere. We could weigh in, and you know, we have listeners all over this country. They could go to your website and they could do it. You would send it for them.
Absolutely.
All right, and give us that website.
It's YourVox, V as in Victor, YourVoxBox.com.
YourVoxBox.com. All right. And you will be audited. You know that.
I'm keeping the books real clean.
I love it. We're going to check back in with you and see how you did. But thanks for joining us right here from the top. I love that you're doing this. Did you send a box yourself?
Oh, yeah. Maybe more than one.
All right, we might have to send a few for America Tonight. We'll be in touch. Mark, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. What a great idea. So as you heard, it's like 19 some dollars. And the idea is to send these boxes, like he said, the incumbent relocation box to whomever you're tired of representing you. And of course, we broadcast all over this great nation. So we're talking California. We're talking Illinois. You know, pick a state, whatever state you're from. Delaware, that could be one of the states. And speaking of Delaware, we're going to jump on it this hour. We're going to talk about the debate between Christine O'Donnell and Chris Coons and how that went. There was a lot of back and forth, like it's been certainly with Jerry Brown in California and Meg Whitman in that gubernatorial race. And here we are in this one where we're talking about the push and the pull over the Senate position. And it got interesting, let's just say that. There were a couple of things about Marxism. there was stuff about religion. There was stuff about taxes, of course. The things that the people in Delaware would care about. You know, not so much the personal stuff, but the economy, which is across the board what everybody in America is so concerned about. I would be remiss if we didn't start with the Chilean miners. Here is absolutely another daily salute. It is a mission accomplished because all 33 miners have been rescued. Is that not incredible? All of them up and out of the mine after 2 months of being underneath the Earth's surface. I've said this a couple of times. Close your eyes. Curl yourself up in the fetal position, go under a desk and sit there for a while and see what that feels like. Although you'd still have air to breathe and you know that you're just trying to simulate it so there is a way out. In the case of the miners, they didn't know, let's face it, if they were going to die, even though, yes, we're sharing food, the few rations we have, we're trying to share light and space and all that sort of stuff. But there was no guarantee that they would come up. There was no guarantee that the rescue would be successful. And welcome back to life, because after 2 months underground, every single one of them, it's nothing short of a miracle. I mean, incredible. Absolutely. And the Chilean president, I mean, he was just so choked up. I was watching this live. I was choked up watching it. And he was congratulated by the last rescue worker, the last guy, Manuel Gonzalez, who was lifted from the mine. And the rescuer told the president something pretty familiar to what the final rescued miner had told Panera earlier in the night, you know, just what they did underground. They hope that it never happens again, that Chilean mining will be different. And that's what they all responded when they were asked questions. They all said that they were worried about what the new regulations would be to protect the workers, not only in mining, but in other industries. So that capsule worked. They were rescued. And like I said, Manuel Gonzalez, the last person to be lifted from the miners' refuge to the surface. Everybody cheered all over the place. There wasn't a dry eye around. Good stuff. Stay with us. We've got odds and ends. We've barely scratched the surface.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Of the hour, we can count how many times I've coughed today. Some of you starting to feel that happen with the change in the weather. You know, they get that kind of froggy feeling, and you get the sort of pseudo cold, and if you're lucky, you don't get all the other symptoms with it, and it just magically appears. I know we've talked about this on the air before, but anyway, I apologize ahead of time if I suddenly have an outburst. I try. That's all I can say. Water and Halls and DayQuil. It works. For me, anyway. I know everybody has a different solution, like tea and honey. All you have to do is put out on one of the social networking sites, like Facebook or Twitter or something, hey, got any ideas about a cold? What should you do? And guaranteed you'll get lots of pings back with a lot of crazy ideas, not just the normal remedies. Some of the more far out things will bounce back to you. In fact, if you have a good remedy, shoot it to us at americatonight.net. All right, let's fill in the blanks on the day. The Chilean miners being rescued after 2 full months and America's helping. It was a huge story, of course, and it was the feel-good story. You heard the applause from our fabulous audience at the mothership in Minneapolis. But that was the reaction all day long. There were a lot of people that were glued to the tube, thus the cable stations, I'm sure, will get a little bit of a bump in the ratings, at least as far as people watching the miners being rescued. Because people want feel-good stories. It's nothing but a hail of negativity anymore when we're talking about politics, for one, or some of the other things that the nastier things that are happening across the country and even outside of our borders. So I think there is always the quest for the laugh, the lighter side, the feel-good story. And the miners are absolutely hands down the feel-good story of this week anyway, to be certain. All right, back to reality and these military ballots. We told you about it. In fact, if you go to the website, you'll see I did a little blog on what's happening in New York and how many troops who are serving in Iraq still and Afghanistan wouldn't have their vote count. Now in Illinois, because of the ballots getting there late or not getting there at all, now in Illinois they're saying the same thing. We shouldn't be surprised by this, but the U.S. Justice Department is also investigating not just New York, but whether the state of Illinois missed the deadline for mailing those absentee ballots to members of the military and other overseas Americans who vote as part of the new MOVE legislation, the new federal overseas voting law. So there wouldn't be any problems with this. That was the whole idea. Remember, Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act. That's why that was voted in. And that law is pretty simple. It requires all the states to mail those ballots out 45 days before an election day to government employees. That would be a big group in Iraq. That's a huge group. And all over the place, Germany, just pick a place, overseas troops that we mentioned, and other Americans who want to vote. They want to vote. They're abroad, but they still have the right to vote. So Illinois should have had those ballots mailed by September 18th. That was the deadline. Election officials now have until November 15th to count the ballots. They have to be postmarked by midnight November 1st to be eligible. We'll do the math. It's not looking good. So now we've got New York, we've got Illinois. How many other states are going to fall into the same category? Ridiculous. These votes matter. Think of the people who are serving the government. Think of the people who are serving us, really. Think of the troops and what, again, deployed over and over again, putting themselves in harm's way. They, of course, should vote. They should be able to vote. It should be counted, if anything. So here we go, another negative. And also, there's a problem probably in New Mexico, because they say six counties there failed to mail ballots by the deadline, too. So how could this not be more clear? You talk to the election officials. They knew about MOVE. MOVE came about actually in 2009. So here we are in these important midterm elections getting ready to vote in the U.S., and the people who want to vote abroad are getting screwed. I mean, there's no way to color over this or gloss over this. Just flat out wrong. The whole idea is let's make the system better. Let's make it better, not worse. For goodness sakes, this isn't the dark ages. How hard is it to mail that stuff out when you have so much lead time to get ready for it? I don't see what excuse would actually hold up. There's no excuse for this. Absolutely none. I'm going to throw this in here, too, as we move from the most infuriating thing. Because what do you think should happen? Push the date we vote. All right, we're going to push the vote. We're going to move the vote. In some cases, the absentee ballots could make a big difference. In some counties, somewhere across the United States, like in New York, you have five boroughs. There could be they could be difference makers, depending on who's running and all that other kind of circumstance, if they're close, and if somebody skews a little bit more conservative, a little bit more liberal, a little bit more in between the two, splitting things off. Depends on what state we're talking about and who the incumbent, for example, is. Maybe we need to ship some of those Vox boxes to some of the idiots who are in charge of elections across this great country. Again, I'm searching for words, because I can't believe it's that difficult to do when you have so much lead time. But apparently, it is. All right, from the Cha-Ching fundraising file, we told you about Sarah Palin. Love her, hate her, like her, don't care. She's the darling of many people when it comes to opening their wallets and throwing the change out, that she ended up with a huge haul and gave some of it out, of course, her pack, the Sarah pack. In the meantime, one of her buddies, Michelle Bachman, from Minnesota, representing Minnesota, raked in a cool $5.4 million, and she smashed a congressional fundraising record. So that buzz, that anger, all of that stuff that we're hearing, that people are talking about, that's in the air, whether it's Alabama or Dallas or Minnesota or Illinois or wherever, this is a woman who's a Republican who has raised a few eyebrows from some of the things that she said and gotten involved with, but she's also made a lot of people really, really, really want to support her. She's a Tea Party-backed person, and this is just the third quarter that we're talking about with that cool $5.4 million. So she's pushing her fundraising haul for the election cycle to about $10 million. That's a pretty scary number. That's pretty huge. And she says she is more than grateful to the 80,000 people who contributed during this quarter, saying it's overwhelming, and she feels blessed to have their support in her campaign to represent Minnesota. See, now there's the key, the 80,000 plus. What we're seeing is not, we're seeing the little checks. We're seeing the person who maybe only gives $15, $20 also playing a part in this versus the one who writes right up to the line the biggest check that they can legally possibly write. So here we go again. And also Sharon Engel in Nevada came in with $14 million. That's a staggering amount in the fourth quarter. So you have Bachman, you have Engel, you have Sarah Palin making a lot of money out there when she's stumping for people and then doling some of it out. Boy, you wonder how much of an effect that will have on the outcome of some of these elections. Because, you know, really the media part of it is very critical down the stretch, getting the word out to vote and pumping through those television ads and newspaper ads and the billboards and the side of the bus, just more exposure, facial exposure. And Democrats and Republicans both know that. That's why the fundraising thing is always so key and often so controversial. All right, hang with us, because next we're going to talk to a fascinating woman, Lisa Lannon. She created a place called Journey Healing Centers, and she has some thoughts on marijuana and the legalization process. You might be surprised. Stay tuned.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the Aqua Rain. Owning an Aqua Rain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
So coming up in 3 weeks, it's not just Congress folks, senators, governors, other council people that you're voting for in these midterm elections. There are other issues on the ballot, and a big one, and one that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, is the issue of marijuana, including medical marijuana. It's going to be on a couple of ballots across the land. We know that, for example, voters in Arizona and South Dakota will be voting in this direction as to yay or nay. Then in California, Prop 19 could actually legalize marijuana for anyone 21 and older. Now, we know the debate. Hey, you can make money on marijuana and the cops could focus on the hardened criminals. And we know the other side of that. Oh, it's a gateway drug. And I'll tell you what, the battle lines are clearly drawn, and they've been drawn for a long time. Let's get some insight from someone who really knows about this issue. Very, very pleased to welcome to the show Lisa Lannon. And what you need to know about Lisa is she created these centers, these Journey Healing Centers, that have helped so many people get through drug and alcohol addiction. It's a rehabilitation center, basically, and they've got them in Arizona and Utah, and the deal is they specialize in holistic healing programs, family treatment, and they also have a sobriety for life program, which I think is absolutely terrific. It's about time we had centers that focused on that. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on.
First of all, let's go back and tell your story. Why did you jump into, when things were clicking along nicely for you, why did you jump into the game of getting involved with a rehabilitation center and then branching out to other centers?
Okay, thank you for the question, Kate. Yeah, my story goes back. I used to be in law enforcement in Las Vegas, and my husband ran nightclubs. And through the course of the years, he himself got into drinking, and it became a problem. And he, too, at one point started out with marijuana before it led to alcohol. And at one point in time during our relationship, I had had enough, so I ended up giving him the ultimatum. Either he goes to rehab or I was leaving him. And God, at that point in time, he was at his wit's end also and looking for a way out. So he did go to treatment himself. And when he got out of treatment, going back to a nightclub industry would not serve his sobriety. So we looked into what we could do and how we could change our life. And for us, it was giving back. And we decided to open up our own treatment centers. We offer 24-hour helplines for anyone who wants to call in with any question of addiction, whether they're looking for treatment or not.
Wow, that's terrific. I want to give out that number, too, because, you know, there's certainly people we know that are probably listening, sadly, and struggling with this. It's 866-774-5119, 866-774-5119. We'll give that out later as well, because I think that's great that there's a place that people can go 24 hours, so you don't have to wait till the morning or other bankers' kind of hours to actually call in. It's when you really, I think, need the help. And you know this because, as you said, you were a law enforcement officer. What did you see on the job, besides with your husband and dealing with that leading to you to start these centers? When you were there, you were a police officer, so you dealt with people who were stoned out of their mind or were on something stronger. You dealt with all kinds of crime. And a lot of police officers that I've spoke with, Lisa, so it's really split, too. Some think, yeah, fine, decriminalize it. And others say, no way, because you have no idea with what we're dealing with on the streets. So what's your opinion? What do you say?
From a law enforcement perspective, I'm opposing it as well from that perspective, just because throughout the course of my years working on the force, I did see it anywhere from small amounts of marijuana driving under the influence to seeing them a couple years later where they are on harder substances and committing more dangerous crimes than just petty theft. There was also a case where a young woman smoked a joint and got in the car and drove and ran over six teenagers on the side of the road and killed all of them.
Oh. Yeah, that's the stories we don't hear. A lot of times you don't hear those stories unless you're in that local area where it happens and you hear more of the other. Well, look at the taxation and who are you harming, just a few joints here and there. But that's a much different perspective. How about medical marijuana? Because then others would argue with you, well, what about somebody who's got a disease? This is a controlled environment. Why can't we keep these medical marijuana places open?
That's a great question, Kate. Currently, the FDA has approved a pill form of synthetic THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, and it's in the so-called Marinol. So they have been actively using that for a number of years with cancer patients, glaucoma, chemotherapy, the anti-nausea, everything that they're saying it is going to help. And only about 2% of the population who suffer from these illnesses will benefit from those. So it being on the ballot as a being legalized to smoke, the FDA has never approved a medical form of any medication to be smoked. That in itself causes a whole other string of problems.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's the same thing? It invites the idea in that there could be more drug abuse and even more health risk too?
Absolutely. I mean, marijuana is more potent today than it was in the 1960s. Just alone inhaling it, anyone who smokes marijuana knows they inhale it deeply, they hold it in longer, so it's actually burning the lungs more than one cigarette would. And one joint is equivalent to smoking 5-10 cigarettes in and of itself.
Yeah. Do you, the people that come to your centers, are they, because you have everything across the board, it could be different things, I'm sure, right? It could be somebody that's hooked on meth or has a cocaine problem or just, I don't say just, but they have an alcohol problem. So you see it all across the board. And we started this interview talking about that, that addiction is something completely different than, unless somebody's dealt with it, then they don't realize what it is. And it can grab hold in any form, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we can take a sports injury, for example. If someone has a sports injury and gets on pain pills, Oxycontin, for example, and next thing they know, their tolerance is built up. They're taking 3 or 4 pills at a time to get rid of the pain. Their prescription runs out, and next thing you know, they're smoking heroin.
Mm. Boy, that'd be a nasty road to go down. Tell us a little bit about the holistic healing programs. What, when you say holistic, what are some of the things that somebody would expect to encounter in your center when they're trying to change their life?
Journey Healing Centers, yeah, we do holistic healing. So we treat the mind, body, and spirit as a whole. We don't treat the psychological problems or the detox issues that come with addiction. We offer groups such as, you know, they do the normal therapy groups, assignment groups, processing groups, but we also offer equine therapy, yoga, art therapy. They go to the gym. And we just offer different groups that incorporates treating the mind, body, and spirit as a whole.
Yeah. What's the most rewarding thing for you in creating these centers after dealing with this on a personal level and also seeing it as a police officer? What's the most rewarding thing now through the Journey Healing Centers that you've seen?
The most rewarding is when someone comes in within the first week. It's like a shine comes back in their eyes. They're coming out of the darkness and back into the light, and we're starting to see them wake up from this darkness of addiction they've been in. They beat themselves up, even if they didn't intentionally. No one intentionally goes to become an addict, but watching them go through that process and take on their lives and get rid of whatever it was that caused them to go down that path, and then seeing them again years later, the same thank you. Your center is assisting me, saving my life. I now have a life again. Family members say the person I love is back. Just reuniting families is very rewarding.
Yeah, good for you. What do you think Prop 19 in California? We talked about that. Do you think that passes? What sense do you get?
It could go either way. As of right now, it stands. It looks like it will pass, both on an economic level and for the reason that people just want to get high. I don't know if you've seen videos or walked down Venice Beach Boulevard there where there's marijuana shops galore. People are wearing their reggae outfits, holding signs saying the doctor is in, comes with a prescription.
Yeah. I saw that in the Haight-Ashbury, too, in San Francisco.
Yeah,
and
they're predicting it's going to bring in up to $2 billion in revenue for the state. So, I mean, there's a lot of momentum for it to pass.
Yeah, and then you think if it passes, well, of course, if it passes, then we know it could be challenged and has been challenged in the past. Other props have been challenged that have gone through and come close to passing and then haven't passed. I think the marijuana debate is going to be with us for a long, long time. What do you think, Lisa?
I think it will be because it's still illegal on a federal level.
Yeah.
And even though the current administration says they won't prosecute or go after it, it is still illegal. And I just wish the medical marijuana proposition or project would come out and say, hey, we're doing this for economic reasons and people want to get high.
Yeah. Good point. Lisa Lannon, thank you so much, and continued success with your Journey Healing Centers. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Coming up next, We Can Count.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Yes, indeed, time for another edition of We Can Count. Check this number out. It's so scary. 288,345. And what is that a number for? That would be foreclosures in the July to September quarter. Oh, that's awful. And these are figures that were compiled by Realty Track, Inc. It's a foreclosure listing service. Do you know that's up about 270,000 from the second quarter? Wow, that's incredible. Banks have seized about 816,000 houses through the first 9 months of the year. They've been on pace to actually take back 1.2 million by the end of 2010. But maybe that number will be a little bit decreased because several lenders have suspended foreclosures and sales of repossessed homes until they can sort out the crazy nonsense with the foreclosure document mess that was created. Remember, it was earlier on Wednesday when you had officials in 50 states and the District of Columbia that decided, okay, we're going to have to look under the hood on this and then some. So that joint investigation is underway. Of course it is, because who was signing this stuff? They weren't even looking at it. And some of the foreclosures could even be challenged in court because now there's these allegations that banks evicted people without reading the documents. So it's going to be a nightmare that's going to continue, and it's going to drag on. And here's the thing. If this crisis, because it is a crisis, friends, drags on for months, and you've got more lenders to stop seizing homes, the foreclosure delays could last definitely into next year. In fact, I don't say could anymore. It's going to last into next year. And here's the sad, sorry part about this whole thing. How's this happening? These robo-signers are part of this foreclosure fraud mess. So now that could have a severe, a crippling effect on home sales and prices. Ask the people in California how they feel about that. Half of them have homes, depending on the area, that are underwater. So a freeze in foreclosure sales between now and December by most of the banks and other lenders would amount to removing 30% of all home sales for this period. Crazy. I mean, crazy. There's about 600,000 bank-owned houses that probably aren't even on the market. The states most affected by the foreclosure freeze accounted for 40% of the activity, the foreclosure activity in the third quarter, and 36% of homes taken back by lenders, too. So sales of homes by lenders made up 18%. You see what I'm saying there? Lenders selling it, 18%. That's crazy. Of all of the homes in the U.S., for as far as the ones that were sold in September. That's nuts. That's nuts. The robo-signers. It just gets worse. It's ridiculous. So probably now, you're definitely looking at least 8 months from now, on average, I think, when these homes will be sold. So then you start to look at prices, and they're going to start declining probably maybe 4% nationally, maybe more, but somewhere in that ballpark when the sales happen. I mean, I guess that's good news if you're someone looking to sell in the near future, but because there won't be all this competition from deeply discounted places that might be around the block. But if you're looking to sell further down the line, not such great news. Yeah, so you might kind of nest a little bit longer. That's my suggestion to you. Keep nesting, because we're all in trouble now, thanks to the idiots who are in the housing business. Oh, we go from one scandal and stupid fraudulent thing to another. The craziness with the arms and just giving anyone houses, not even knowing what they did, if they had the backing. Nuts. All right, let's move on to something else. The Pakistan floods. Remember the horrific pictures from that? I mean, this is radio, but we described it. We talked about how many people were stranded, how awful it was, the circumstances. Do you know that the flood damage has been estimated at $9.5 billion? They say the full cost of reconstruction in this horrific third world area where most of the flooding really took place and the whole recovery is going to be much higher than that. So this is kind of a low estimate. That's what the international lenders, speaking of lenders, are saying, that the summer floods actually caused to the infrastructure, of course, the agriculture and other sectors across the board, too. Pakistan's in a real crisis right now. And you think about this, because this is a nation that's battling Islamist insurgency. And now more than ever, it's all about rescuing the hearts, the minds, and anything else connected to these poor people who are just in dire straits. I mean, you got to think of trying to rebuild roads and buildings and irrigation. You know, you name it, you're talking replacement costs. And then what projects are, you know, slated to go first? When you have a massive disaster of this kind of scale and you talk about 20 million or maybe 20 million of 175 million people being affected, 2,000 people dying, millions homeless, and the floods in late July that happened during the heavy monsoon rains covered one-fifth of the country, one-fifth. Of the country. These are gruesome numbers, aren't they? Dozens of bridges washed, gone, history. 1.9 million homes done, damaged, destroyed. And I mean, I could go on. The numbers are just ugly, so we get it. It's all about the money, getting the getting people back on their feet, or at least in a situation where they can survive and then hopefully eventually thrive, because it, some of these slums, it's just like, I know this was Hollywood, but you think of Slumdog Millionaire and then multiply that and make it even worse in your mind, and you pretty much get the clear picture of what you're looking at in Pakistan. It's going to take a long time for those people to get back on their feet. Whew, crazy. All right, so we move to yet another bunch of numbers here on the show, a little bit different than the ones that we were just talking about. This instead has to do with the Queen, and it has to do with a little thing called Christmas. I don't know what I was reading today, maybe one of the Guardian or one of the British newspapers, and they talked about Queen Elizabeth being sort of bah humbug-ish, and the reason why is because she's got this bash that she throws at Buckingham Palace, you know, a big Christmas party, and she's not going to do it because she's saying she's showing solidarity with her nation that's struggling with all this hardship, and she called it off, saying it's the first time we've canceled the party, and we're not going to do it. See, here's the thing. A lot of people that work for the royals love it because the royals mix with the servants. It's a night when they supposedly let their hair down. So you could see the queen actually dance with her footmen, or Prince Philip is hanging out, getting a drink of punch, I'm sure, for the maid or whatever. And you have like 1,200 people that come to the party. So it's a big deal for the little people. But the little people are not going to have the party this year. The 84-year-old monarch is saying that the country is in bad straits, and she wanted to take a lead in this, and she didn't want to be ostentatious. That was out of the question. Bummer. Bummer for the people who weren't making serious money anyway, and this was the one thing that they looked forward to. I have to agree, bah humbug, because it's the people who would really get a charge and feel good about the party with the champagne flowing, where they can just be themselves and they can see the royals be themselves, who get ripped off. It's like company Christmas parties that get canceled, unless they're giving you money or turkeys or something in exchange, where they just say, oh, forget it, all bets are off, we're not going to do a party because just things are so economically horrific that we're just going to cancel the party. It's not the VP and the CEO and the people who are making the big money, it's the other guys who get affected by this. I don't know, food for thought. You can send me your thoughts, of course, always, to americatonight.net.